In my opinion, the Israelis will come. They will attend the international conference. They will come to spoil it. In the same way, when James Baker pushed Shamir to come to Madrid, on the way back, he said to the journalist, I will keep them talking for 10 years. Now we have been talking for 23 years or 24 years. So the Israelis, between today and the international conference, they tried to milk the French position, the American position, to get some more before they go. But I think the Israelis will, it's my personal point of view, I think the Israelis will attend the international conference if it happens, just to come and spoil it.
And you say that now is the time because there are 6.2 million Israelis,
6.3 million
Israelis, 6.3 million Palestinians. This is the time.
Yes.
If not, what's going to happen?
Yes. This is the time for two states. If not, then Israel will find itself into a one state with the Palestinians, and in the year 2020, the Palestinians will be 53% of the total population. So Israel will become a minority Jews governing a majority Palestinian, Muslims and Christians. And therefore, Israel has to face this reality, losing its character, losing being democratic, and becoming an apartheid state.
How is President Abbas, final question to you, how is he going to rejuvenate the Palestinian territories? How are you even going to have an accord with Hamas, because that's hampering your ability to hold elections?
That's true. That's why our effort is focused on achieving reconciliation. I was in the round of talks last week. We are going also after the Eid for another round, and we are very hopeful that, you know, Turkey now is reconciling with Israel, and Qatar is very much interested in having, and these countries are shepherds in a way with Hamas. And
you think there's more regional interest in a peace accord?
I think so. I think there is a much more regional interest in reconciliation.
Why is that?
Because, as I told you, because Turkey is now reconciling with Israel. And
you mean the general instability in the region is playing into that?
No, I think there is a need for a calming the situation, and I think there is an international effort to try to put the region into some sort of calm. There is an international agreement on the issue of Syria. There is an international agreement on the issue of Libya. There is now an international effort on the issue of Yemen. And I think Palestine, if it continues to be without settlement, it will not help this international effort. So therefore, all the issues of the region are interrelated, even though each country has its own unique situation. But if you want really the Middle East to be calm, Palestine is the priority for all the conflicts.